Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, back for week number two of our high school volleyball broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as we're dialed in to Big East League action here on this Tuesday night. Glad to be a part of it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Captain Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman here at Nemaha Central High School, getting you set for a triple header inside the Big East League. Two teams undefeated early on in league play, the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Holton Wildcats. Third squad here tonight, not too far up the road, the Blue Jays out of Sabetha. Our first tilt tonight, Sabetha and Nemaha Central. The second matchup will be Sabetha and Holton. And the nightcap, matchup number three, that is Holton and Nemaha Central. Excited to bring you coverage here, Big East League volleyball tonight, Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Our first matchup is right after this. The first serve is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Appreciate all of our sports boosters and sponsors making our broadcast possible tonight here at Nemaha Central High School, where the Thunder playing host to Sabetha and Holton in Big East League volleyball action again. This is very early on. We're just really the second full night of league tries around the area, at least early on. We got two teams that are undefeated in league play. Nemaha Central, we're going to see coming up real quick against the Blue Jays of Sabetha. Thunder off to a 4-0 start. They're atop the standings. The Wildcats, who we're going to see in the next two matchups, they're off to a 2-0 start in league play. Sabetha still searching for that first league win. They come in tonight 0-3 inside the league. So, again, two of the top teams in the league here early on, duking it out. But first up, we get Nemaha Central and Sabetha. This Thunder team, again, kind of got off to a slow start here in 2025. They went just 1-3 at the Marysville tournament just less than 2 weeks ago. They had three losses in straight sets, or I should say two of their three losses in straight sets to Marysville and Concordia. They also lost a three-set thriller to Riley County, but their lone win against Valley Heights in that tournament, they did not make it out of pool play. But since then, the Thunder, a couple of tries in the last week or so. They won two at Jeff West over the Tigers and St. Mary's, and then most recently, last week, at Royal Valley, victories over Sabetha and Royal Valley. Blue Jays just 1-7 to start. They're 0-3 in league play, coming off the try at Royal Valley last week where they were swept by the hands of Royal Valley and Nemaha Central. So the Thunder and Blue Jays meeting up for the second time in less than a week. This one is considered a non-league matchup here tonight since they have already faced one time in league trifecta action. So this one here with the Blue Jays and the Thunder, non-league matchups. The other two matchups with the Wildcats and Blue Jays and Thunder and Wildcats, those will be league tilts and count towards the Big East League record. Sabetha Blue Jays are coached by Abby Stevie, the Nemaha Central Thunder, and head coach Jessica Cook leading the charge. Nemaha Central in their purple uniform tops, the grays and blue trim for Sabetha. Sabetha closer to me where I sit in the stand, so they will hit far side of the floor in this opening set. Nemaha Central will hit it from the far side of the floor to the near side of the floor. So again, appreciate everyone hanging with us. Captain Kirk, Brandon Tadman with you. It's our first of three matchups tonight here. Already packed gymnasium here at Nemaha Central High School. Thunder and Blue Jays. It'll be the Blue Jays with the first serve, the 5-2 senior. And this is Kira Kime, the libero for Nemaha, or I should say Sabetha, excuse me, to get things going. We got the final go-ahead by the officials, and we're off and running. She serves it to the far side of the floor. Neva Central sets it up front of the net, but the Blue Jays played it well. Now the Blue Jays on a free ball get it back across. Good dig on the back line here by Nemaha Central. Meg Honeyman able to get it over on a third try, so kind of a lengthy rally here to start. There's a set, there's a spike, there's a dig by Uphouse. Now Nemaha gets a good crack at it. Libero Whitaker also got a hand on it there for Sabetha to keep it alive. Now Nemaha has a chance, tapping it over, bouncing up in the air a couple of times, and down it goes. That is a kill shot for Allie Henry, the junior for Nemaha Central. Lengthy rally to start, but the Thunder take the early 1-0 lead here in set number one. Nola Sundbeck, a sophomore, to serve it far side to near side. Thunder out to a 1-0 set one lead. Blue Jays play it front left of the net. They set it up. There's the spike, and now an inadvertent whistle by the official will stop play, and they're going to have to reset this point here. Well, Sabetha had a good setup there to 5'7 senior on that front line, Finley Hand. But again, an inadvertent whistle by the official stops play. 1-0 Thunder, and now it's going to deflect off the back line. Krista Mendels couldn't get out of the way of it, and that's going to be an ace for Nemaha Central. Going to make this thing a 2-0 advantage, or did it touch? No, it did not. It's a 1-1 tie. It did not touch that back line. So Sabetha ties it here on the service air by Nemaha Central in Sundbeck. So getting it back, Sabetha will serve it. 1-1 tie here in this opening set. Blue Jays again out to a 1-7 start here in 2025. The lone win at that Marysville tournament to begin the year against Royal Valley. Very tight gymnasium here with the stands and how it's all set up. And Sabetha getting ready to send it to the far side of the floor. This is Morgan Roush, a freshman, who sends it across. Now Nemaha on a third try, finally getting it across with the libero and Hamas. And now a good set, good spike. And now we get a stoppage of play, and up against the net with Nemaha Central. That's going to give Sabetha the 2-1 advantage, I should say. The back-to-back points for the Blue Jays. Morgan Roush again, a freshman on this back line, serving far side to near side. Last season, Sabetha averaged just over 10 kills per set, a number they want to improve upon here in 2025. Backline libero, Whitaker. Now Sabetha on a free ball, getting it over with Roush. Now a good chance here for the Thunder to get one back. Nicely, finessely played, but Blue Jays now set it up left side for Krista Mendels, and she buries it into the back right corner. And the Blue Jays, three consecutive points here, have a 3-1 lead here against the Thunder in set number one. Nice little momentum and run here for the Blue Jays to start. And Roush once again will send it to the far side, but her serve goes into the net. Service error there. And a point for Nemaha Central gets the Thunder to within 3-2. And far side of the floor, this is going to be junior Allie Henry to serve it. Spins it in the left, sends it across with the right. Good line drive action across the net. Now the Blue Jays set it up for middle. Not much on the spike. It's at Nemaha there with Holthouse to set it up. Now good defensive effort on the front line, but it draws and lands on the side of the Blue Jays. So ultimately a point there for Nemaha Central. Nicely played across the board, and we're tied at 3-3. Another Allie Henry serve, far side to near side. Blue Jays set it up with Hahn, and that one is tipped around a couple of times, and it falls through for the Blue Jays. So Finley Hahn, the 5'7 senior up front, nice little action there, giving the Blue Jays their one-score lead back. Now 4-3 here in set number one. Nemaha Central won the first-ever Big East League title last season. Off to a 4-0 start here in league play in 2025, but they have a ton of turnover from last year's team that made a run to the state title match. And there's an error on the part of Nemaha Central, which gives Sabetha now a 5-3 advantage, kind of just missed hit on the far side of the floor by that middle third of NC. Here's the serve sent across by Trahoda from the back line. Now Nemaha sets it up here for Hermish, but not much behind the spike attempt. And now a chance for Hahn to get it over. It's batted up in the air by Nemaha Central and then tapped across by Meg Honeyman. Blue Jays send it high into the air, and it's batted into the net. Spike attempt off target by Hahn. Point Nemaha Central. And it gets the Thunder to within 5-4. Here in this opening set, again, these two teams played just a handful of days ago. This one a non-league tilt tonight. And it was Nemaha getting the 2-0 sweep at 25-19 and 25-12. That was just late last week at Royal Valley. Sub on the front line here, Kinsey Monier, the sophomore, checking back in for Nemaha Central up front. as Carlson will serve it. Back middle it goes. Blue Jays set it up here. Not a good set, and the spike attempt batted up against the net multiple times, and that stops play and gives Nemaha Central the point to tie it at 5 apiece. The bump was good. The set was not. And the point for the Thunder, tying it up at 5-all here in set number one. Another Henry serve, and it's misplayed on the back line by Sepepa's Kristen Minold, and it ricochets out onto the Sepepa bench. And three straight now for Nemaha Central. Gathered the lead back. It is 6-5. Kennedy Carlson, another serve. Had six aces coming into this doubleheader for them tonight, and that one is going to be a touch long, and the point for the Blue Jays because it just nicked the back line of Nemaha Central. For the Blue Jays, catch a break there. It would have been long, but instead a 6-6 tie here in this opening set as the Blue Jays bring on Isabel Scobie, a 5'7 senior on the front line. Sophia Haverkamp will serve it, shaded a little more to her left, and now kind of angles back middle of the floor and goes right into the net with the serve. And an error gives the point for Nemaha Central. So the Thunder take it back. The lead that is, it's now 7-6. So for the last 5 points, you've gone to Nemaha in this opening set. Served to the near side by Emma Hermish. It was a near ace for the Blue Jays with a nice diving effort. Kept it alive and batted down. It was Monier, the rejection and stuff. And a point for Nemaha Central. Nicely done by Kenzie Monier. And the Thunder now lead at 8-6 in set number one. Kenzie Monier, one to keep an eye on this season for Nemaha Central. Blue Jays push it front of the net. Now a left side set for Scobie. Her spike is buried into the back right corner. Nicely played by the senior and Scobie. And Sabatha gets one back here. Makes it 8-7 Nemaha Central. We're in set number one here tonight. First matchup inside the Big East here on KNZA. And Sabatha now trying to get this thing tied back up. It will be Krista Minnell to serve it. Thomas on the back line sets it up. Here's the spike attempt. A good dig on the back line by Whitaker. And now Sabatha back to the net. Scobie has to get it back across on a third try. Sabatha now on the defensive attack. Hits the top of the net. Somehow gets batted down at the net. Still battling at the net. Nemaha pushing it over. Now Whitaker gets it front of the net. There's the Scobie spike. Not much behind it. Now Nemaha, good opportunity. There's the set. Little tap across it. Dug up nicely that time by the Blue Jays. Got a good rally going here. It's batted down at the net, deflected by the Blue Jays. Out of play it goes. And after all that, Nemaha gets the point and the lead to 2 at now 9-7 in this opening set. Nemaha goes back with Allie Henry on the front line. Getting a breather is Natalie Hamas. Macy Holthouse to serve. Leads the team in kills here in the early portions of the season. Or serve hits the top of the net, and it lands on the other side for a Sabatha point. Boy, nicely placed by Brooklyn Wilt. And it's now 9-8. We have alternated the last four. NC's lead is 1 here in this opening set. It's going to be Sydney Schubart to serve now for Sabatha. Hefty serve, and she just whacks it way too strong. Out of play. Service error, giving Nemaha Central at 2-point advantage back, now 10-8 here. In set number one, couple of shifts here on the front line for NC, and back to serve will be Brooklyn Uphouse, one of the few seniors on this roster. Off to a good start for Nemaha Central this season, third on the team in digs, and second on the team in assists. Sends the serve across. Sabatha from the back line, a spike attempt into the net, miss hit by Minold. And Nemaha Central, a little bit of a run here. It's now 11-8. In this opening set, their largest lead so far in this matchup tonight. Uphouse again, back to serve, a knuckleball style across. Sabatha plays it well, middle of the floor, batted up by the Nemaha Central defense, and now they push it to the front of the net. Monier had an opportunity, Hamas with the diving effort, and the Blue Jays on a freebie send it back across. Thunder set it back up, Henry the spike, down it goes. Allie Henry the junior. Three straight now for Nemaha Central. Their lead is 12-8 here in this opening set. Shifts on the front lines here for the Blue Jays. Sophia Haverkamp gets back in there. A near ace for Nemaha, but they set it up. Here's the spike by Trahoda. Played on the back line well by NC. Now a spike attempt by Sundbeck. Not much behind it. Front middle of the net on the Sabatha side, and it's sent back to the back line in Nemaha Central. Now a Henry spike deflected out of play, and the point is going to the Blue Jays here. NC countered with the officials, did not get any love on that one, but a big point there for the Blue Jays. Had to stop that rally now, 12-9 Blue Jays are down three in this opening set. They'll get the serve back. It is Kira Kime, 5'2 senior. Jersey number one for this Blue Jays squad. Spins it in the left. Slaps it through with the right. Honeyman on the back line for Nemaha Central. Sets it middle of the floor for Uphaus. Spike attempt, not much behind it. Whitaker there. Now Sepetha gets an opportunity with a spike attempt. And Holthaus on the back line, a nice diving effort. Henry again, another spike, launched into the rafters. Blue Jays can't get it on the ricochet. And down it lands for an Nemaha Central point. Lead back to four here in this first set, 13-9. Back to serve here, far side to near side for Nemaha Central, wearing jersey number 36, the sophomore Nola Sudbeck. Drops it low below the knees, couple of dribbles, swings it through with the right, dug up on the back line by Trahoda. Now they set it up for Hand, and her spike didn't have much behind it. Now we get a stoppage in play and a violation against Nemaha Central, giving the Blue Jays a point to make it 13-10. Subs in for the Blue Jays. Little momentum on the front line. Krista Minnell back in front left of that line. And now back to serve the freshman in Roush. Spins it in the left, swings it through at the right. Back line there, kind of a miss hit there by Nemaha Central. And now another stoppage of play. They're going to call a lift on NC. Blue Jays get back-to-back points. They're back to within two. It's 13-11 here in this opening set. Got Sabetha and Holton in match two. Holton and Nemaha to wrap things up here tonight on KMZA. Thomas on the back line, sets it up front of the net. There's the spike, and it is deflected. Point Nemaha Central. Blue Jay fans didn't see it. It's hard to tell. And I believe that point went towards NC. It did. Now 14-11. They lead it by three. Allie Henry back to serve. The junior for the Thunder. Second on the team in kills coming into tonight. Also second on the team in blocks. And now her serve goes right into the net. That is an error. And a point for the Blue Jays, making it 14-12. Nemaha Central, set number one. And the Blue Jays have scored three of the last four and four of the last six. Keep themselves in this opening set. Casey Trahoda back to serve. Jersey number 10 here for the Blue Jays. 5'10 junior sends the knuckleball across. Played on that back line by Nemaha Central. Second hit. And it somehow got back over, but I think it was on the wrong side of the line. Kind of an awkward angle there. Gives it to the Blue Jays to make it 14-13, and they're back to within one. Boy, heck of an effort by, I believe that was Holthaus, but on the wrong side of it. And now this one batted up into the air off a tough serve, and now Hamas on a free ball back to the net, getting it back over. Now a battle with the net, sent back across by the Blue Jays. We get a whistle and a lift call. And that point going to, I believe, Nemaha Central it will, so a lift on the Blue Jays. 15-13 Thunder here, opening set. Sub back in on the front line, it's Monier. Good length right now on that Nemaha Central front three. As Kennedy Carlson, the sophomore, will serve it far side to near side for the Thunder. Purple uniform tops for NC tonight, sends it across, trying to stay undefeated in league play early on. Blue Jays back line sending it over by Roush. Chased down into the corner by Hamas, and now Nemaha Central battling at the front line. Sabetha gets an opportunity here with Middle. Her spike, and it's sent too long into the back right corner out of play. Point for NC. It's 16-13. They lead it by a tray. Sabetha has had some good looks here. Couple of miss hits here in the last few minutes. Another serve on the way for Carlson. Back middle it goes. Kind of an awkward hit on that back line. Whitaker pushing it up to the front line. Now an awkward hit by Kime up front, and it ricochets left into the JV court for a point for Nemaha Central. 17-13 Thunder here, grinding down this opening set in our opening matchup here tonight. Another serve to the near side of the floor by Carlson. It's batted up into the air by Hand and then sent back across back middle to Thomas. Her correction, that was Grace Thomas, I was right. Hand sets it up in the air here for the Blue Jays, and now middle gets a spike. Nemaha Central defended it well. And now from the back middle, it is spiked into the net. A miss hit by Natalie Thomas and a point for the Blue Jays. Make it 17-14. Thunder by three here in this opening set. Blue Jays are 0-3 in league play to start, but this one tonight, not going to go towards their league record since these two teams already played that league contest last week. Blue Jays send the serve. Here's the setup for Holthaus, and she is defended well by that Blue Jays front line. Shoebarth, the main heavy on that one. good defense to the Blue Jays' point. It's now 17-15. Back-to-back points by Sabetha. They're back to within a deuce. There is the serve by Sophia Haverkamp. And we get a stoppage of play right after that serve. And I believe the Blue Jays didn't quite get lined up correctly. That's going to give Nemaha Central a freebie there to make it 18-15 Thunder. They get the serve back. It will be Hermish to do so. Middle of the floor. Sends it to the near side. Whitaker puts it in the air. Now another underhand shot by Scobie. Spike attempt batted up by the Nemaha back line. And pushing it to the front is Natalie Hamas. Now a battle at the net on the side of the Blue Jays. It's batted up again, and a spike attempt is too long. Boy, it was set up beautifully, but I think it was deflected by the Thunder. So the kill shot there for Schubarth is good. And the Blue Jays get back to within two, 18-16. Here in this opening set. Good one brewing here. Blue Jays again played Nemaha last week at Royal Valley. It was a 25-19, 25-12 Nemaha sweep. Nemaha setting it up, front of the net, Sundbeck. A stoppage of play. And it's going against Nemaha Central. Point Blue Jays, 18-17. Sabetha within one here in this opening set. Blue Jays will send the serve, middle, far side of the floor. Bumped up by Holthaus, now from the back line, sent over by Natalie Hamas. Blue Jays, chance to tie it here in this set. The spike attempt is buried by Brooklyn Wilt. Pin balls off a couple Nemaha Central defenders, and we're deadlocked at 18-18. And our first time out here in this opening set here tonight. We'll step aside for a 30. Sabetha and Nemaha Central, 18-18 here in this opening set. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continuing tonight on KNZA from Nemaha Central High School. Thunder and Sabetha here in this first matchup of the evening, the opening set. Our first time out tonight, we got an 18-18 tie between these two in this opening set. Again, these two teams played just late last week at Royal Valley. Nemaha Central swept the Blue Jays 25-19, 25-12, but right now, and their second matchup of the year, first set deadlocked at 18-18, back to it, point Nemaha, they set it up beautifully, and put down by Nola Sundbeck, so right out the timeout, Thunder take the lead back, it is 19-18. Far side of the floor, Macy Holthaus, this Nemaha Central team had quite a bit of turnover from that 42-win team last year that made a run to the state championship match, but lost to Halstead. Blue Jays set it up beautifully front right of the net, but that spike attempt sailed too long by Schubarth out of play. So back-to-back points for the Thunder out of the timeout, and their lead is 20-18. Another Holthaus serve. Back line here for Sabetha, kind of an awkward bump, and now the spike attempt front right batted into the air by Hamas. Now Nemaha gets it back front middle. They want to set it up for Henry on the spike, deflected out of play, and it's going to be a point for Nemaha Central on the deflection. So the timeout has done wonders for NC. They have scored the first three out of the TO. And from an 18-18 tie here in this opening set to a 21-18 advantage. Blue Jays need to stop this little spurt here. The spike attempt and Hamas, a great backline save for Nemaha Central. Sudbeck gets it back over. Blue Jays played it well defensively. Middle of the floor, sent across by Haverkamp. Nemaha Central sets it up for Henry. Defended. Down it goes. Point for NC. The defense on the front line for the Blue Jays were set up, but the block did not land on the side it needed to. And four straight now out of the timeout. We get another TO on the floor. We'll step aside as well for a tight 30. 22-18, Nemaha Central opening set in our matchup here tonight. Back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 4-point run here for Nemaha Central has given them a 22-18 lead against the Blue Jays of Sabetha. Set one, match one here tonight from Nemaha Central High School. See if this timeout does the Blue Jays some wonders. And that one is well dug out by Shoebarth on the back line. Now the Blue Jays get one over and they get a much needed point, as Wilt finished it off and got it through that front line of NC to get within 22-19. That stops a run again of four straight points for the Thunder. But again, 22-19, Nemaha here, a lead in this first set. Shoebarth sends the serve across. NC sets it up. Henry, the spike deflected. Shoebarth there on the back line, goes high in the air, ricochets off the rafters, and that was bad news for Kristen Mennel. Couldn't get it on the deflection. And now 23-19, Nemaha Central by two, or I should say needing two by four, here late in this opening set. Carlson out, in to serve, is up out here for the Thunder. 23-19, trying to secure a set one win on the Blue Jays. Blue Jays set it up front left, Wilt sends it across. Gray Thomas on that back line now. Honeyman had an opportunity, defended well by the Blue Jays. Another Henry spike, defended well, and the Blue Jays get a mad defensive stop. Macy Drahota, 5'10 junior, bats it down on the defensive side for a Blue Jay point to make it 23-20, Nemaha Central. Big time defensive effort by Drahota. She had 43 blocks last season, a big one there. The Blue Jays still need to go on a run here as Keim will serve it. Thomas goes down to a knee to keep it alive. Again, Henry the tap, and it's going to be a point by Henry. The deflection on the defensive side for the Blue Jays couldn't stay within the lines, and now a set point here for Nemaha Central. It's 24-20. Chance to end it right here in set one, 24-20. And the serve from Nemaha Central's Noah Sundback sends it across with good pace. Hit up on the back line by Drahota. Now tapped across by the Blue Jays front line. Nemaha gets it back across. Blue Jays desperately need a little bit of a run here, and that's a good start. And they set it up and put down by Drahota again. Well, it kind of got a little awkward to that point, but Drahota with the finish to make it 24-21. Blue Jays still need to rattle off a few here. Take this into a little bit extra time in this opening set. Serve coming up here for the Blue Jays. It is Bumgardner on the serve. Nemaha sets it up for Henry with the finesse. Bumgardner there. And the Blue Jays now from the back line have to push it across on a free ball. They do. Nemaha trying to get this set one win. Fake it to Honeyman. Henry has to tap it across. Nothing doing. Blue Jays again set it up. Tap down. Defended well by Nemaha here. Good rally. Honeyman now leaning back. Drops it down. Diving effort here by Bumgardner to keep it alive. And the Blue Jays somehow get it back over. Nemaha from the back line. And it goes right into the net by Macy Holthaus. A long rally. One the Blue Jays had to have, and they get it, and they're within 24-22. Still set point here for the Thunder. Blue Jays trying to make NC sweat just a touch. Another serve by Bumgardner across. Does so to Thomas. Kind of an awkward hit on the back line, and now scrambling it down it goes for a Blue Jays point. 24-23, and we get a timeout on the floor. Oh, look at this one. Coming down the home stretch. Just the first set here of tonight's action. We're back in a tight 30. 24-23 Nemaha Central here on KNZA.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to announce the newest member of our general surgery team, Dr. Samuel Bruna. Dr. Bruna is passionate about rural medicine and dedicated to serving our community. He specializes in a wide range of surgical procedures, bringing compassionate and expert care right here to Sabetha. To learn more about Dr. Bruna and the surgical services offered at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com. That's SabethaHospital.com. Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're just getting going tonight on KNCA. It's Big East League Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Match one, set one, coming down the home stretch. It's been good. Sabetha trying to rally and force some extra points here out of this timeout. Still set point for Nemaha Central, 24-23. Blue Jays on the serve with Bumgardner. Nemaha with Henry on the back line. They push it to the front. Hermish, the spike defended by the Blue Jays, and they've tied it here at 24-24. Four consecutive points for the Blue Jays. And we're going to go a little extra here in this opening set. It was 24-20, Nemaha Central. But we are now dead even, 24-24. Bumgardner again with the serve, a little knuckleball style down to a knee. Holthaus gets it across, and down it goes for Nemaha Central. That was a huge point to take the lead back at 25-24, and they get another set point here. It'll be the junior Allie Henry to send it across, far side to near side. Spins it in the left and does so. Batted up into the air by Whitaker. Tapped down, nicely done. We're tied again. Boy, Macy Drahota is playing well here down the stretch for the Blue Jays. And we're back even, Stevens, 25-25. As Drahota will go back to serve. Drahota last season, 68 kills. She's got a few crucial ones here late in this opening set. She'll send the serve across. Good pace. Nemaha wants to set it up. Thomas from the back line. She has to send it across on a freebie. Sabetha now trying to take the lead late. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Here's the kill. Sabetha takes the lead. They get that point. It's Krista Minnell who puts it down. 26-25 Blue Jays. And subs are on the floor here. Rotational pieces for Nemaha Central. They now need this point. Blue Jays set to serve with Trahoda again. A chance to steal this opening set. Now some miscommunication by the Thunder, and now Hamas on a freebie. They have to get it back across. Trahoda from the back line has to send it over as well. Good spike, but defended well by Nemaha Central here. Now it's tapped back across. Blue Jays have a chance trying to win this first set. Nemaha gets it back. Not much behind that spike by the Blue Jays, and a miss hit by the Thunder, and the Blue Jays rally to steal this opening set on the road. 27-25. And the Thunder squander a couple of opportunities here late, and the Blue Jays take it. 27-25. Set one going to the road team Blue Jays. 2-minute timeout here on KNCA. Our second set of action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A down payment for a house, establishing a fund for a college education, saving for retirement, starting your own business. We all share many of the same investment goals. Frontier Bank's philosophy on investments is to gain wealth with consistent savings and building a base that's rock solid. Frontier Bank has a variety of investment options and can help you with the right plan. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, how about that opening set here tonight? If that's any indication of how our volleyball evening at Nemaha Central is going to go, we're going to have some fun tonight. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman here on KNZA. Nemaha Central and Sabetha getting ready to start the second set. The Blue Jays just storm back. It wasn't a really hefty deficit, but boy, Nemaha Central had control late in that first set. At one point led 22-18, and then Nemaha got to a scenario where they led 24-20, had multiple opportunities to get that set points and earn that first set victory, but four consecutive points with a timeout squeezed in there by the Blue Jays got it deadlocked to 24-24. Right out of that timeout, Nemaha Central took the lead back at 25-24, had another opportunity for set point, but the Blue Jays then rattled off three consecutive points to steal that first set. It was 27-25 Blue Jays, but we get set moments away from the start of the second set here tonight, one that Nemaha Central needs. Thunder trying to avoid their first loss of the season in league play. Thunder came in undefeated so far at 4-0, 5-3 overall. On the other side, the Blue Jays trying to snag their first league win of the year. Now that'll have to be in the Fulton game later, as again, this one, continue to mention, but kind of forgot just a second ago that this one here between Sabetha and Nemaha is a non-league matchup. It'll not go towards the league record with them already playing last week. So, with that being said, we switch sides of the floor. Sabetha now hitting from far side to near side as we're set up here at Nemaha Central High School. Thunder will go far side to near side in what is a must-win set for them to force that winner-take-all set number three. Again, following this one, we'll get Holton and Sabetha, and then the nightcap will be Holton and Nemaha Central. But a good comeback win there for the Blue Jays in set number one, winning it 27-25. Front line right now, you got Sudbeck, you got Hermish, you got Henry, you got Honeyman, you got Holthouse, and Gray Thomas. Right now the rotational pieces on the floor to start here for Nemaha Central. You got your Hoda up front. Also on that back line, you got Han. This is for Sabetha, Krista Middle back there. Abby Whitaker on that back line as well. And Kira Kime on that front line for the Blue Jays. So here we go, the start of set number two. Nemaha Central will serve it. Far side to near side, the senior Brooklyn Uphouse will do the duties. And she'll send it across to that Sabetha back line, who has an awkward set, now tapped at the top of the net, now sent back across. It's going to kind of dangle up on the rafters, and then it falls down. And the point is going to Sabetha here, and they jump out to a 1-0 lead. Not the first time here in this opening matchup tonight where the rafters have come into play. And the Blue Jays take an early 1-0 lead on that. Scrambling here. There's the set. Defended well. And the defense by Drahota again. Boy, she was crucial late in that set one win. And she's off to a good start here in set two. A block and a point. And the first 2 points have gone via the Blue Jays. And it's 2-0 as Kime will send the serve right into the net to give the Thunder their first point to make it 2-1. Now back to serve here for Nemaha Central. It is Sudbeck. Jersey number 36 for Nemaha Central. Middle of the floor, sends it across with the right hand. Drahota sets it up. Now set up for Wilt. Her spike. Nice diving effort there by Holthouse to keep it alive. Now Henry's spike deflected by the Blue Jays front. They settle it back middle of the floor. Now the Thunder scrambling a little bit. Honeyman taps it across. Blue Jays will gather, good rally here. There's the set, and there's the spike, but defended well by Honeyman and crew. And defense to offense there, point Nemaha Central, and we're tied at 2-2 in set number two. One of the more lengthy rallies we've seen between the two here in this opening matchup. Another serve on the way here by Sudbeck. Nemaha Central lost so many all-league players from their roster last year that made a run to the state championship match. And another Drahota point here for the Blue Jays to give them a 3-2 lead. Back in, Olivia Bumgardner will serve here for the Blue Jays. Back line, Holthouse, Thomas, and Henry here for Nemaha Central. 3-2 Blue Jays, set number two. They stole the first set, 27-25. Honeyman spike batted in the air, and they're going with a violation on the net for Nemaha Central. 4-2 now, the Blue Jays lead. The Blue Jays jumped out to an early lead in that first set, doing the same here in set number two. Bumgartner will serve. Henry on the back line, pushing it to the front. There's a Hermes spike, and she buries it heavy. Point Nemaha Central, they're within 4-3. Nicely played that time by Holthaus. So you got Honeyman, Hermish, and Holthaus on the front line here. Another serve on the way for Allie Henry. Does so. Whitaker sets it up. Taps across. Middle. Not much behind it. Now another chance for Holthaus on a spike, and it's deflected out of play. Good effort by Whitaker on the back line, but just couldn't keep it inside the line. Another one put down by Holthaus to tie it up at 4-4 here in set number two. So Bethel won the opening set, 27-25. Thunder need this one to force a winner-take-all set number three. Here's Hand, puts it down. Nemaha played it well. Now front left, they want Holthaus again. Batted up into the air, down it goes. Holthaus again, they're really queuing her up on that front left side of the net. She's rattled off back-to-back points to give Nemaha Central a 5-4 lead. So Henry's got a little groove going with the serve, sends it across. Whitaker with the set. And tapped across, and an inadvertent whistle, and a violation up front on the Blue Jays, and another Nemaha Central point, ill-advised on the side of the Blue Jays. So four consecutive points rattled off here by the Thunder. They lead it 6-4. Henry casual, spinning it with the left, sends it back middle of that line. Bumgartner was there. There's the spike, batted up into the air by Middle, and Nemaha Central let it go out of play. And I believe that's NC's point. It is 7-4. They're now up by 3, and the Thunder with 5 consecutive points here in the second set. No team had that long of a streak in that first set. And now another one awkwardly hit out of play, which Blue Jays finding some issues here. Run continues for the Thunder. It's now a double up at 8-4. Correction, 6 consecutive points here for Nemaha Central. Here is Kime, sets it up, and now just miscommunication once again. Kime from the back middle tried to set it up front, and now I think we get a timeout on the floor. We do. So Nemaha Central on a run. 7 consecutive they have rattled off, and they lead set 2-9-4. Back at 30 seconds here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball marching on here on KNZA tonight. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman with you. Nemaha Central High School, the location. Our first of 3 matchups inside the Big East League. And right now we're in set 2, match 1. Sabetha stealing that opening set against the Thunder, 27-25. But the Thunder right now, a 9-4 lead in set number 2. They have rattled off 7 consecutive points for Sabetha to use one of their early timeouts here. Now we're back to it after the TO. Here's the set. There's the Drahota spike. They had it set up for, but too long on the spike. And another point for Nemaha Central. The lead now 10-4. Drahota very good early in this second set. Was very good late, helping the Blue Jays steal that first set victory. And now another set up front for the Blue Jays, and just simply miscommunication on the front line. Two bodies there, neither go for it. And the run continues. It's now 11-4, Nemaha Central. So Allie Henry continuing to serve. If the Blue Jays can get a stop here, Thunder get it back. There's the Holthaus spike up against the net. Finally defended well on that one. And the Blue Jays get a point desperately needed to stop that run. It's now 11-5, Nemaha Central. That was 9 consecutive points that the Thunder had rattled off before that Blue Jays point. Far side of the floor, Serving is Trajota. Tahamas on the back line, pushed up into the air by Uphouse, and now tapped across by NC. Not much behind it from Hermish. Now the Blue Jays again. Couple bodies there, but they get it across. Here is a Holthouse spike. Front right to front left. Good set, good spike. And right now, Macy Holthouse, the story here for Nemaha Central in set two. And the lead back to a touchdown. It's 12-5. Rotation on the Nemaha Central front. Kenzie Monier back on that front line. And it'll be Kennedy Carlson here to serve it up for NC. 12-5 Thunder here, set two. They need it after the Blue Jays won the first set 27-25. Blue Jays set it up. Nicely done. Schubarth with the spike. And it's set too long. Point Nemaha Central, their lead 13-5. Now the Blue Jays have certainly had some good setups here in this second set. But a few miss hits have cost them some points. Now battle at the net here on the side of Nemaha Central. Monier with the fake. Holthouse the spike. Launched into the air. Point NC again. Heavy behind the spike on that front left part of the net. Macy Holthouse living there right now. 14-5. The lead extends. It is quite the run right now for the Thunder. It is sent across by Carlson. They set it up. There's the spike defended well. Good job by Hermish. Another chance. Hand with the tap at the right hand. Blue Jays now back on the defensive effort. And defensively, they get a block and a stuff and a point by Schubarth. Nicely played there. Hermes had an opportunity. Blue Jays played it well defensively. And it's now a 14-6 Nemaha Central set to lead. Sophia Haverkamp back to serve here for the Blue Jays. 5'10 junior. Was second on the team in assists a year ago. She'll launch this one across with good pace. Holthouse putting it in the air to the front net. Dances on that top of the net. Now a battle with four bodies up against the net, and it's going to be won by NC. I think they call a lift here on the Blue Jays. And it is now 15-6, Nemaha Central. Here's Emma Hermish to serve. Sends it to that back left portion. Not a good bump there. And now it's off the basketball hoop and somehow played off the ricochet. Blue Jays get it across. Here's a set for Sundbeck. Batted into the air. Blue Jays back line played it well with Haverkamp. Now it's hit across by Scobie. Nemaha Central a chance. Good tap across. This time batted up in the air by Bumgardner and down it goes. Whitaker couldn't quite get the third hit. Head coach Abby Stevie very frustrated right now as the lead is ballooned to 10 here for Nemaha Central. 16-6. Here in set two, another timeout. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply, your grilling headquarters. Come on in and take a look at our great new line of Rectech grills and smokers. We've got four models in stock to choose from, along with the first ever pellet griddle. Also, we have a good selection of Blackstone grills, Weber grills, and the ever-famous heavy-duty Blazin' grill made in Beatrice, Nebraska. So come on in, check us out, the best selection around. Farm and City Supply will keep you grilling.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Kilman in studio here tonight. Brandon Tabman on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. High school volleyball is our second broadcast of the young season. We were in the TVL last week at Donovan West. Here tonight, we're in the Big East with Nemaha Central, Sabetha, and Holton. Nemaha Central hosting tonight. Right now, we're in match one, set two. Sabetha won the first set over Nemaha Central 27-25, but right now, all Thunder here in set two. They lead it 16-6. Blue Jays have had to burn a couple timeouts already. And we're back to it out of the TO. Thunder by 10, set two. Here's the set, there's the spike, and there's the point for the Blue Jays. Isabel Scobie with that one. Now the Blue Jays, let's see if they can go on a run here, down 16-7. Far side of the floor, Minnell to serve. Standing middle of the floor, right behind her libero, Anna Whitaker. Sends it across. Nemaha pushing it left side on the front side. Sudbeck defended well by the Blue Jays. Nemaha gets it back across. Blue Jays reset. Minold pushing it to the front. There's the spike. Not much behind it by Scobie. Now the Thunder tapping it back across. And the back line of the Blue Jays playing it well. Sent across, battling for it. And a couple of diving efforts by NC, unsuccessful. And now back to back points for the Blue Jays out of the timeout to get to within 16-8. And here we go. Sent back across. Then hold another serve. Carlson sets it up. Tap down, but too lazy on the tap. It was missed hit by Sundbeck. Another point for the Blue Jays, 16-9. They are within 7. And 3 straight for the Blue Jays after that timeout. Now the Blue Jays rallied late to take that first set, but not quite from this deficit. And that's what they're seeing right now. There's a spike attempt. Nothing doing there for NC. Blue Jays played it well. Now Scobie gets a chance. Thomas on the back line here for NC, pushing it to the front. Holthouse leaning back, sends it into the back right corner. Popped up into the air by Mennel. Now Mennel from the back line goes into the net. Well, had a chance. It looked good, but just not enough to touch it over. And a point Nemaha Central. That stops a 3-point streak by the Blue Jays. NC 17, Blue Jays 9 here in set 2. And back to serve here for Nemaha Central. It's going to be Holthouse. Sends it across. Blue Jays push it front of the line, and down it goes. Another point, Isabel Scobie. Couple of nice points for her here the last couple of minutes. 17-10 the lead for NC. Blue Jays have rattled off 4 of the last 5. Just trying to keep themselves in it. They were down 24-20 at the end of that first set. Came back to win it 27-25. And now a freebie point here for the Thunder, as that one is stopped dead before the serve. 18-10, Nemaha Central, and a must-win set number 2. Monier comes out. Make Honeyman back in on that front line for NC. Official at the scores table. Double-checking something. Making sure the rotation is right for Nemaha Central. They move a couple bodies around, and now back to serve is Uphouse. Brooklyn Uphouse, the senior. Third on the team in digs last season, or I should say third on the team in digs this season. Also second in assists. Sends the serve across. Jehoda had a good look. Defended well. Batted. Now Honeyman spike attempt at the net. Taps the front. Says by Bad. And she airmailed it for a Blue Jays point to make it 18-11 Thunder. Boy, gifted front middle there for Meg Honeyman. Just a little too much under it. Sends it into the bleachers. Far side of the floor. 18-11. Blue Jays get the serve back with Kimes. Sends it across. Now middle of the floor, front right. Sudbeck sends it across. Whitaker a touch. Now a spike attempt through the defense and a point by Brooklyn Wilt. Or correction, I believe that was Drahota. No, it was Wilt. 18-12. And the Blue Jays trying to hang around here in this second set. Time sends the serve across. Back left, Honeyman, all she can do is send it over on a free ball. Blue Jays want to set it up front middle. Drahota a look, and Drahota a point. She buried it. Thomas, a diving effort. Too much heat behind it. It's late. And the Blue Jays within 18-13. And a timeout for the Thunder. We'll step aside as well. Set number 2, 18-13, Nemaha Central. Back after this here on KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continuing tonight on KMZA alongside Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tadman here on 103.9 MSC Sports Radio Network. Set number 2 in match number 1. Nemaha Central and Sabetha. The Blue Jays rally to steal that opening set 27-25. But the Thunder right now a set 2 lead of 18-13 after this timeout. The first time out here in the second set was at a point when it was 16-6, Nemaha Central, but the Blue Jays had chipped away, which forced Jessica Cook to call a timeout. And now out of this second timeout, emphatic point for the Thunder, Allie Henry makes it 19-13. Nemaha Central gets it back, trying to force that winner-take-all, set number 3. And the serve sent across by Sudbeck. back line. They want it 4 minutes from that back middle portion of her spot, and a whistle and a lift call on the Blue Jays. So the free point there for NC. So back-to-back Thunder points out of the timeout, and their lead is back to 7 at 20-13. On that first set, Nemaha Central had 24-20, but could not close it out. This is a little bit bigger gap at the moment at 20-13, but still a few points away from that set point. There's the tap across. Nicely done. What a fake and what a point for Nemaha Central's Brooklyn Uphouse. 21-13, three consecutive out of the timeout. Boy, at least through this near two sets we have seen tonight, the timeouts we have seen taken have done well for the team that have taken the timeout. Here's a battle at the net, picked up by Hermish and Nemaha Central. Here's Henry on the spike, and she buries one home. Momentum completely back to the side of Nemaha Central. 22-13 is their set two lead. Four consecutive out of the timeout for the Thunder. They will be sent back again to serve. The sophomore sends it across, back middle, Trahoda, and a second chance tapped across. I think we get a stoppage of play and another violation against the Blue Jays. Costly mistakes here late. Now they're down 23-13. Thunder trying to close this out, force one final set here in our opening match. Sudbeck sends it across. And is that going to be an ace? The backline official, I don't think, saw where the ball landed. And she said, I'm sorry. So that's going to go down as an ace. Even though the back judge really had no idea. It is 24-13, set point here for NC. The Blue Jays again just... That one's way off the rafters. Somehow, Nemaha's going to get this one back over. Nicely done by Uphouse. Chance to force this third and final set here. That one hit too strong. Sabetha drops it, and Nemaha Central wins it. Set number two, and they dominate down the stretch. 25-13, Nemaha Central forcing the winner-take-all set number three in match one of tonight's action. 2 minute timeout. The final set of our first match is coming up next here on KMCA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
LM Martial Arts needs your help to color our dragon. Your artwork will help us circle our skull with the longest dragon body possible. Print out a section from our website, lmmartialarts.com, color it, and bring it to the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th. Enjoy a free lunch, take part in our bully defense program, and cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. That's the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th, at LM Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continues tonight on KNZA from Nemaha Central High School. Thunder and Sabetha going to a third set in our first matchup of the evening. Blue Jays rallied to steal the opening set 27-25. Second set was back and forth early, but Omaha Central really took control in the middle portion of it and ran away with it from the Blue Jays 25-13. So we need one more set to figure out our winner tonight. And this opening matchup, Sabetha and Holton will be our next matchup, and then Holton and Omaha Central in the final one here tonight. But matchup number one going to a third set. And I mentioned it early and a couple of times throughout the first couple of sets how this particular matchup right now with the Blue Jays and Thunder, it is not going to count towards the league record as these two teams already played last week at Royal Valley, and it was Omaha Central getting the sweep 25-19 and 25-12. So again, this being the second meeting already between these two, this will go into the win column, of course, or the loss column, but it won't count towards the league record. And again, coming into tonight, Thunder at the top right now with a record of 4-0. So even if the Blue Jays steal this one, it's not going to count towards that league record. And the Blue Jays entered tonight at just 1-7 overall, while the Thunder have won 4 in a row after a 1-3 start at the Marysville tournament. Thunder at 5-3 so far in what is now their ninth match of the young season. For Sabetha, their eighth, or I should say, their ninth matchup of the season as well. So here we go. A third and final set to decide the winner in matchup number one. Omaha Central will be near side of the floor, hitting far side. Sabetha on the far side, hitting to the near side. Again, Kurt Kilman in studio. Brandon Tabman with you. Thanks for hanging with us here on a Tuesday night in mid-September. Not quite mid, but getting close to that mid-September line. Great time of the year. We're off and running here. Final set here in this opening matchup. Winner take all. Sabetha sends it across with Kime, and here we go. Far side of the floor. They set it up, leaning back. Henry batted up into the air by Mennel. Nicely done there by the Blue Jays back line. Now Drahota's hit at the front of the net. Was awkward, and it dropped to the floor. Point Omaha Central. And the Thunder take the early 1-0 lead. As Sudbeck will serve it for Omaha Central. Sends it to the far side of the floor, back middle, Drahota there, high up into the air, and they get it right back to Drahota, who slams it down, but defended well by Honeyman and crew for Omaha Central. Now Honeyman gets a spike, and she throws it four rows into the back bleachers. Way too strong on that spike attempt. Point Blue Jays, and a 1-1 tie here in this third and final set. Substitution in for the Blue Jays, Olivia Bumgartner will serve it. Far side to near side, Blue Jays stole the first set, 27-25. Thunder dominated set two, winning 25-13, and that one dances on the net, and it's going to drop down for an ace. Well, those are the ones you just enjoy to see if you're on the winning side of it. Just danced on the top of the net and fell over for the ace for Bumgartner. So a 2-1 Sabetha lead here in this final set. She'll serve it again. This one well over the net. Hamas diving, bats off a couple of Omaha Central defenders, and down for another one. Back-to-back aces here for Sabetha. 3-1 their lead. Now Bumgartner will go to the right side of the floor. Kind of curl towards the middle, send it front left. Popped up in the air by Holtz. Here's Henry on the spike, and she buries one home. Nicely played. A little 1-2-3 action for Omaha Central. And they're back to within one. It is 3-2 Blue Jays. Right now, that front line, you got Holthouse, you got Hermish, and Honeyman for the Thunder. As Henry sends the serve across, Bumgartner puts it in the air. Now, Mennel, spike deflected, and out of play for the Blue Jay point. Krista Mennel, nicely done. Back to a double up here, 4-2, the Blue Jays leading. They have scored four of the last five, as it will be Drahota to serve it up, a 5'10 junior. Flicks it up with the left, sends it through at the right, diving to a knee to save it is Natalie Hamas. And now this one is buried by Omaha Central's AC Holtown. Battered off a Blue Jay defender, and out of play it went to make it 4-3 Blue Jays. Another sub in for Sabetha on that back line, and then Omaha Central making a rotational piece as well, and the server now is going to be Kennedy Carlson. So Carlson to serve it for Omaha Central, trailing Sabetha 4-3 here in this third and final set. Whitaker down to a knee. They set it up. There's the spike dancing across the net, picked up by Holthouse. And now another good spike attempt. Blue Jays kind of pinballing it back over somehow. And now a chance here for Macy Holthouse. Her spike is just a touch out. It's too strong. Point for the Blue Jays. Their lead is 5-3. Maybe Nemaha thought that might have been deflected, but the call not there. Now the Blue Jays get the point, the serve back. It'll be Sophia Haverkamp who send it far side to near side. A 5-3 Blue Jays lead here in this winner-take-all. Set number three sends it to that back middle portion for Holthouse. It's bumped up into the air by Carlson. The spike by Hermish, not much behind it. Now the Blue Jays reset. Here's a Scobie spike. Gets it off the deflection. Hits off the rafters. Now it's right on top of the net. And it's slammed home by Nemaha Central's Kenzie Monier. Again, awkward deflection set perfectly for Monier. And she buries it home to make it 5-4. Sabetha still leading. Thomas is out. Hermish will serve. Dips one down in there. Blue Jays pop it up in the air. Haverkamp, there's the spike batted up by that front line, and down it goes. Point Blue Jays. It's Isabel Scobie earning that one. Fighting it through the teeth of that front line defense of NC. So 6-4, the Blue Jays leading. We have alternated the last 7 points between the two. And serving will be Krista Minold here. Does so for the Blue Jays. Carlson wants to set it up. There's the spike. Nicely done. Carlson set it up for Macy Holthouse, who buried it home. 6-5. NC back to within one. We have now alternated the last 8 points between these two. But a good one here early on in this. Winner take all set number three. Nemaha Central on the serve. Awkward, a couple of hits, and that's going to be a Nemaha Central point. That was awkward from the first touch on the back line, and the Thunder have tied it. It is 6-6. Our first tie since 1-1 in this third set. Whitaker gets it up into the air. Now it's batted up around the net. And that's going to be another NC point. Another awkward deflection that goes onto the JV court going against the Blue Jays. And now three straight for the Thunder, and they lead it 7-6. Holthouse will serve to the back right corner, and now it's perfectly set up for Monier, and she buries it home. Brooklyn Wills, her initial touch on that back line, just might as well give her the assist. Monier buried it, and the run is now four straight, 8-6. Nemaha Central, there's the serve, barely got over. Now Monier, another opportunity, she bats it down. And now we get a stoppage of play under the net. Another violation against the Blue Jays. Well, had some costly errors in that second set. Now a few mistakes here in this third set, allowing Nemaha Central to go on a run of five straight points. 9-6 Thunder leading. And now right through Monier, and down it goes. Much needed point for the Blue Jays. I believe that was Wiltz who finished that one to make it 9-7. So the Thunder by two in this third and final set. Blue Jays 27-25 in set one. Thunder 25-13 in set two. And that one is barely out. It was a near ace by Trahoda, but just a touch too strong. Correction, that was Shoebarth. That makes it 10-7. Nemaha Central, they get the serve back. And this time Brooklyn Uphouse will do the deed. Had three aces entering action tonight. Nearly got one there, but the Blue Jays diving effort to keep it alive. Good defense by Nemaha Central. Blue Jays trying to save it. Whitaker gets it over. Thunder reset. Back set. Henry spike. Whitaker got a hand on it, chasing it towards the bleachers. Whitaker, a free ball, gets it back across. Couple of good saves by that back line of Sabetha. Now a left-handed tap. Blue Jays diving for it. Bodies colliding. Another crazy free ball. They get it back across. Thunder trying to tee one up for Honeyman. Doesn't get much behind it. Dip down. Couple of bodies diving for it. Finally, it sails away for the Nemaha Central point. Not a ton behind that spike for Honeyman. Boy, great efforts. And that back line for the Blue Jays on multiple rallies there. But ultimately, Nemaha Central gets the point. Their lead is 11-7. And that spike attempt by Scobie, awkward off the hand and right into the net for another Thunder point. 12-7, they lead it here in this third and final set. Nemaha Central trying to win their fifth consecutive match After a 1-3 start to the season, Drahota puts one down, and she's able to get it for the Blue Jays. She has been very solid tonight. Going to need her, certainly, to make a run back into this one. It is 12-8, Nemaha Central here in this final set, as Kira Kime will go back to serve for the Blue Jays. Stands middle of the floor, and spins, and sends it across. Thomas pushing it backside, Sud back to spike, and buries it beautifully into the back left corner. Couldn't have dropped it in a better spot. Point for Nemaha Central. Our lead is 5 at 13-8. And the Blue Jays trying to hang around, but the momentum has been heavy with the Thunder, really since the early portions of that second set. Another serve here by Sudbeck, sends it across. Drahota gets a hand on it. They want to set it up for Drahota, and said it was spiked down by Haverkamp, but Honeyman got a chance to send it back across, and she sent it right into the net. Point for the Blue Jays. It is 13-9. The NC lead is 4. Baumgartner goes back to serve here for the Blue Jays. Sabetha in the gray uniform tops tonight. Thunder in the home purples. And Baumgartner just goes right into the net on a service there. 14-9, Nemaha Central. So the Thunder get a freebie, and they get the serve back here with Allie Henry. And middle of the floor, just grazed the top of the net, but it got over. And now pushed across by Scobie. Thomas here for NC, set up backside. Spike attempt by Hermish, not much behind it. Kime was there. And now a chance here for the Blue Jays, and they can't quite get it over, and a point for NC. Believe that was Han who had the opportunity there for the Blue Jays. Couldn't quite get it over. 6-point lead for NC, 15-9 here in this third set. Far side of the floor, set for Minold. Batted up in the air. The Thunder front line playing well. Honeyman, though, on a free ball, getting it back over. Here's Kime, middle of the floor. Minold spike, and she sailed it into the second row. Too strong. Another miscue there by the Blue Jays and Krista Minold. Another point for the Thunder. Their lead is 16-9. Final set. This first matchup here tonight. The non-league tilt between these two. And now that one set up for Honeyman off the deflection. Perfectly placed. Honeyman buried it. 17-9. They lead. Subs in on both sides. Drahota back in on the front line here. Also, Chloe Detweiler will see on the back line for the Blue Jays. And it's Allie Henry to serve for Nemaha Central. Trying to run away with this third and final set. Here's Drahota. Good look. Thomas right there for the dig. Now middle of the floor. Hermish sends it across. Whitaker chasing. Kime putting it in the air. And then sent over on a free ball by Scobie. And now that sets and a double tap there. Gives the point for the Blue Jays. Miss hit by Uphouse. And it's 17-10 Thunder. Uphouse wanted to set up Honeyman in the middle of the floor. But the setup not quite where it needed to be. Drahota the serve. And it's down for an ace. Back line of NC let it go. But it just grazed the line for a Blue Jays ace. Back-to-back points for Sabetha. They're within 17-11 here in this final set. Blue Jays won the first set 27-25. Thunder dominated that second set 25-13. Here's Natalie Hamas. They set it up. Blue Jays defending it well. Batted up into the air by hand. And now the Thunder with Hamas scrambling a little bit. And they push it back across. And a third try sent over by Sabetha. Good rally here. And now the setup. Honeyman has to go underhand with the right to get it back over. Now the Blue Jays set it up for Schubarth. That's defended well by NC. Schubarth another tap, and it's out of play. Thunder gets the point. Schubarth had a couple opportunities there. But it's now 18-11 Thunder. Subs in both ways. Monier back into the front line. Also serving will be Kennedy Carlson. 18-11, Nemaha Central. They dropped the first set, but in a good spot here to rally, potentially for the win. 18-11, they lead it. Blue Jays got to put a little something together here. Whitaker down, up to Kime. Here's the set. Spike by Middle, but into the net it goes. Another Thunder point. 19-11, their lead. Well, the Blue Jays, certainly, they were very solid in that rally in that first set, but they have certainly dished up a few free points to Nemaha Central in these last two sets. I think we get a stoppage here. And the call against the Blue Jays. So the Thunder take another 20-11. They lead it. Another serve opportunity here for Carlson. Diving effort by Mennold to keep it alive. And now Mennold got a spike, but it's saved up into the air by Carlson. And now a left-handed tap shot by Holthaus. Played well by Mennold and company. Now Mennold gets the spike. Good defense by NC. It's on the side of the Blue Jays. Now it's set up. Tap down by Shubarth. And a couple of diving efforts and a free ball sent back over by Carlson. Blue Jays want to set it up. Another battle at the net and a whistle and a stoppage of play at the lift against the Blue Jays. 21-11 NC. Another good rally by both teams. But an error giving a point there to Nemaha Central. 21-11 trying to close it out here late. Here's a mental spike and she goes into the net. Again, it was dialed up for Mennold. And a little bit late on the swing through. 22-11 now, a double up here for NC, late in set number three. We're going to see Jordan Haverkamp on the floor here, a senior for Nemaha Central. And she goes back middle here. Thunder will serve. Another one here for Carlson. Whitaker gets it up to Keim, and now Hand trying to run at it. She can't get there, and it drops for a Nemaha Central point. 23-11. Six consecutive points, and 10 of the last 12 have gone to Nemaha Central here. Blue Jays in danger of dropping this one. Back line bumped up into the air by Haverkamp, who just checked in. Monier gets a crack at it, but her tip, I think they're going to say it was deflected. It is going to be a point for NC. The Blue Jays and the fans not agreeing with the call, but it is now match point for Nemaha Central. It is 24-11. And they have all the opportunities in the world. And after discussion with the judge on the net, the call stands. 24-11, not touched. Or they do say it was touched. Beg your pardon. So a chance for Nemaha to win it here. Blue Jays set it up. Mennold gets a crack at it. And she sails it. And that will do it. As Nemaha Central rallies after dropping the first set to the Blue Jays, they dominate sets 2 and 3. As it's going to go down as 25-27, 25-13, and 25-11. As the Thunder run their win streak to 5 and improve their record to 6-3, while the Blue Jays drop to 1-8 on the year. So our first matchup in the book, Blue Jays and Holton on deck. Step aside for a timeout. We'll come back, recap that first matchup, and get you set for Sabetha and Holton. It's Big East League Volleyball, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our first matchup of the night goes three sets, but the home team, Nemaha Central Thunder, victorious after the Blue Jays of Sabetha rallied late in that opening set to steal it 27-25. It was all Thunder after that as the Thunder takes set 2, 25-13, and close it out with a 25-11 set 3 win. So now five consecutive wins here for the Thunder. This one goes down as a non-league contest as these two played last week. So neither team taking a hit or a bump in the league record. Nemaha Central's overall record is now 6-3. Blue Jays, with the hard-fought defeat, they dropped to 1-8 on the young year. Again, that first set, it was by far and away the most competitive. The Blue Jays, it could have been a sweep for Nemaha Central. At one point in that first set, it was 24-20 Thunder, but the Blue Jays put that rally together, got it to 24-24. Nemaha Central a big point, so they had another opportunity at set point at 25-24, but then the Blue Jays rattled off three straight to steal that opening set 27-25. And really, once the second set got started, Nemaha Central kind of flexed the muscles and really rolled on to that set two win of, again, 25-13. Middle portion, they had a stretch where they hit seven consecutive points and 14 of 16, and then the Thunder at the end of it had seven consecutive points to close out that set two win. And then kind of the same story in that third set after the Blue Jays jumped out to a 6-4 set three lead. Thunder went on a stretch where they scored eight of the next nine, and then they would go on at the end of it, led 18-11. They would rattle off a total of eight consecutive points at the end of it to get the win, 25-11 in that third set. So again, Nemaha Central now 6-3. Blue Jays are 1-8. Our set one final goes to Nemaha Central, 25-27, 25-13, and 25-11. So we are in between matches here. A little bit longer of a break here on KNZA. We got the Sabetha Blue Jays and Holton Wildcats in our second matchup coming up, and then Holton and Nemaha Central in the nightcap here later on in Seneca. In the final in our first matchup, it's Nemaha Central in three sets over the Blue Jays, 25-27, 25-13, and 25-11. Send it back to the studio for a tight 10 or 15 minutes. Kurt will take care of you, and then we'll bring it on back for Sabetha and Holton. Back after a tight bit, you're listening to High School Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.